Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot of this song this weekend. You probably heard it a lot already. The sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald 50 years ago Monday, and ironically, it was a Monday when the ship sank. Monday, November 10th, 1975. And it'll be 50 years on Monday. Many people observing the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I had a chance to talk to John U. Bacon, an author who is the author of a new book, Gales of November, The Untold Story of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Had this conversation a couple weeks ago on Jason's show. Very intriguing, did a lot of research. And I started by asking Mr. Bacon, based on the subtitle of his book, The Untold Story of the Edmund Fitzgerald, what is left to tell about that and what is untold that he found surprising?
Well, I'll tell you what, I started my research, Adam, about 3.5 years ago. I couldn't figure out why it was taking me so long. And the reason is because 95% of the stuff in the book I did not know 4 years ago. And I'm willing to bet most readers won't as well. Now, of course, you're reading the book, and I know you've read a number of books about this. Obviously, the basic facts are certainly known about the Edmund Fitzgerald, but a few things I didn't know. One, how big shipping is in the Great Lakes, how much the whole world depends on it. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
The cement in your basement, the steel in your car, the food in your table. You've got a couple of cereal companies in Minneapolis. There's a reason why the cereal companies are in Michigan and Minneapolis. That's where the food is. So all this stuff comes from Great Lakes ships. And I was stunned to learn that for commercial sailors, the ocean is not as dangerous as the Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have guessed that. And it's because of the salt water in part. Salt water smashes down the waves, and it also spreads them out. On the Great Lakes, they're pointy, and they're twice as close as they are in the ocean. And, of course, the storms on the ocean can be 500 to 1,000 miles away. That means the waves are a nice, smooth roller coaster by the time they get to you. But on the Great Lakes, they're what's called locally occurring storms, which means they're right over your damn head. And you guys in Minneapolis know this one. If you're on the Great Lakes, it can kick up so fast. So the Great Lakes are actually more dangerous than the ocean.
John, why do you think this story captivates us so much? Undeniably, it's the song, Gordon Lightfoot's song, and a song, by the way, that for a piece of art is remarkably accurate as to what happened. But what else do you think it is?
You hit the nail on the head. Look, let's be honest. Without the song, there is no book. There were 6,000 between 1875 and 1975. There were 6,000 commercial shipwrecks on the Great Lakes. That's one per week, every week for a century. A crazy number. They lost 30,000 men, one per day for a century. And yet almost all of us can name one. And that is because of the song, no question about it. But I would add two more things to that. One, the mystery of what happened. Now, you can see from my book that we certainly advanced some theories and probably diminished some others. But I never try to close that loop.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Ruth Hudson said, the mother of Bruce Hudson, her only child, a 22-year-old deckhand, she lost on that ship. She said, only 30 know, 29 men and God, and no one's talking. So the mystery will always be part of the story, I think. And finally, the fact that after all those shipwrecks for 100 years, from November 10th, 1975, to the present, almost 50 years now, there have been zero, not one, commercial shipwreck on the Great Lakes. So you go from 6,000 in the century to zero for the last 50 years because this shipwreck woke up the industry out of its complacency, and not one since. If we had one or two a year, it would not be as big a deal, sadly. But for us, this is the last one.
What was it about this one that changed the industry, do you think?
The mere shock factor. I didn't also realize until I got into it. Out of 300 ships of this size on the Great Lakes in 1975, this was the rock star. This was the greatest ship on the lakes.
Yep.
For a long time, it was the longest, held the most cargo, broke all its own records for 13 years until the 1,000-footers came along. It was also the most famous even after the bigger ships came along. So at Sault Ste. Marie, at Duluth, at Two Harbors, Superior, Wisconsin, Detroit, Toledo, people would wait a half a day or a day for this ship to go by and cheer it on. The guy said, you know, watch your hair because you're going to get photographed 100 times. So this thing was the celebrity. And as one of my experts said, why do you fix anything? Because it's broken. So once this ship went down, kind of like 9/11 for us, it was a great wake up to the entire industry to reform itself.
Talking to John Eubacon, a New York Times best-selling author. His new book is The Gales of November, The Untold Story of the Edmund Fitzgerald, as we approach the 50th anniversary of the sinking. You mentioned 0 cents. Could this happen again? Or is technology, you know, whether it's weather forecasting, ship construction, or just rescue ability, does this, that make it unlikely?
I would say kind of both. It could happen again. In fact, just over the course of time, you have to assume sooner or later it will. But it's extremely unlikely. Likely it'll happen anytime soon. Three things they fixed after the ship went down. One, forecasting got much better. The crew only knew about half the storm coming in. They did not know they were going to face the storm of the century on that day. As one of my experts said, that ship ended up in the exact wrong place at the exact wrong time, 100-mile-per-hour winds and 50- and 60-foot waves. Just crazy. And only 10 feet of the ship is out of the water in the first place. So you can see that problem. Two, communications have greatly improved. You not only have to forecast, of course, Adam, you got to tell the captains.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also weak in 1975. The third thing was just plain old common sense. If you look on the inside, that back flap of the book, you see a picture of me with wind through my hair. That was taken November 11th last year at Whitefish Point. 30-mile-per-hour winds. That's why I'm squinting. 30-mile-per-hour winds, 10-foot waves, not nearly as bad as what Fitzgerald faced that night. And yet, on November 11th, 2024, every single ship was anchored at Whitefish Bay. And I guarantee you, 50 years earlier, none of them would be. So now whether it's machismo or greed or what that was driving the ships all those years ago, that's gone, and common sense has finally taken over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I pre-ordered your book when I saw it months ago, and it came just last week. And I was going to try to wait as we got closer to the date, but as Dan was able to book you, so I dove into it. I'm about a third of the way through. But what stands out to me about this book, and what I really appreciate, is that you really make an effort to introduce us to the 29 men who were on that ship. You know, most people know that it was 29 men because of the song, and you might know some of the names of the guys who were on that ship. But what stands out to me, and maybe to you, was that these were relatively older guys. You know, you think of a ship like this, and it's young 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds working on a ship, but a lot of them were in their 40s, 50s, World War II vets. What kind of person works on these boats, and what can you tell me more about, and our listeners, about the guys who were on the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Sure. You mentioned earlier the untold part. The biggest untold part, in addition to what I've already told you, is I got to six crewmen who had been on the ship before it went down, who are still alive and willing to talk. So that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And the second thing is I got to half the families who talked to an author for the first time. And that's what really drove me less trying to figure out the whodunit aspect and more who were these guys? What were their lives like? What were their jobs like? What were their families like at home? And that, of course, that is what stands out to me. And you know some of the stories, naturally. Three-quarters of the crew were older guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And five guys were about to retire after this trip, including the captain. And they only tacked on one more trip for his bonus so he could pay for his wife's health care because she had cancer. So that has got to break your heart, obviously. And the first group, the older guys, most of them had fought in either World War II or Korea, often with great distinction. And the young bucks, six guys between 20 and 22, they're on the ship to avoid Vietnam. So
yeah.
That's a generational gap there. But they got along famously well because the captain was such a good guy and made sure they had no jerks on the ship. It was an unusually good crew.
I'm envious because I notice you've taken not one but two trips aboard Lakers. I would absolutely love to do the same. What was that experience like for you, and how did it help you in writing this book?
Oh, it helped me immensely. I'm probably in ways, Adam, I couldn't quite pinpoint, but I just wrote with so much more familiarity and confidence after I'd actually been in these ships. These ships are unlike anything else you've been on. It's not a plane or a truck or a car or anything that we're used to, of course, even a cruise ship. They're 700 feet long. They're 75 feet wide. The dimensions are crazy. It's about 10 to 1. The food is spectacular and was 50 years ago as well. I gained 5 pounds on each one-week trip, Adam. So
I've heard, you know, that's like legendary how good the food is on these ships. Can you address that? Why is that the case?
They spare no expense. On the Fitzgerald, they had a better kitchen, a galley for them, than any hotel had. All stainless steel, gigantic machines to slice meat and huge freezers and so on. And for one very simple reason, if you're trying to attract, you know, 25-year-old guys and 45-year-old guys to get on your ship instead of another ship, food is one of the best ways to do it. So they wanted the best captain, they wanted the best crew, and they got them. So food is a great way to do it.
The fact we don't have a definitive reason of the ship going down, as you mentioned, certainly adds to the draw and why we're still drawn to this story. As somebody who's written this book, you make it clear early on that you're not a naval investigator. You certainly allow the reader to make up their own mind, as many have over the years. But if I ask you now, what do you think happened?
Boy, I think the phrase perfect storm has been taken by Sebastian Younger, yep. Of course, but that's what this was.
This one, yep, absolutely.
So you had three things happening at once. You had the Alberta Clipper coming in from Western Canada, cold, dry air. They knew about that one. They didn't know about a storm coming up in the southwest of the United States with hot, wet air. And then a third factor, as you know, the longer winter takes to show up, the angrier it arrives. So it was 70 degrees in Duluth, Minnesota. You know where that is. On November 9th, that doesn't happen. So you know you're in for a nasty one, and they were. So that's one aspect. Two, some design flaws in the ship that made it more vulnerable to a storm like this. One of the big things is they swapped out rivets for welds. Once you do that, you save 1.2 million pounds, which allows you to load more iron on it, of course, but it's not as strong. And the third factor is human, well, I mentioned the radars, of course. The long radar is out, the short radar is out, the lighthouse, you name it. Whatever could go wrong went wrong. And on top of all this, Captain Ernest McSorley, who's considered the greatest captain on the Great Lakes and a very aggressive captain in most ways, was unusually cautious and took the long way around Lake Superior, hugging the Canadian coast to avoid the worst of the wind and the waves. A few things happen when you do that. One, it's pay me now or pay me later. That means your last leg of the trip is going to be the worst when all the waves hit you, of course. It takes 14 hours longer. He didn't realize he was giving the storm a 14-hour head start to Whitefish Bay. That's where you're trying to go, to catch her guardian home plate. So that's a tragic factor. And then he also rarely took this route, so he didn't know it nearly as well, and that might have led to them going over Six Fathom Shoal, their Caribou Island, which might have done some damage to the ship. So put it all together, and there it is.
And that's when you go back to the technology advancements. A lot of people probably don't even know or understand that these ships didn't have like accurate depth readings. I mean, you go out on a fishing boat now with the most basic technology, and you know what the depth is all the time, but the ships at the time didn't have that.
It's incredible. And they had depth finders at the time. They just didn't have them on the ships, which is crazy. You've got more GPS in your phone than these ships had.
Yeah.
Now, part of that is technology, as you point out. But part of it is just complacency. Again, kind of like 9/11. There are things they could have done at the time very easily, which might have made the difference, but they didn't do. So this was a big wake-up call for the entire industry.
About a minute left with you, John. Anything on the 10th that you're going to be doing a special to mark the 50th anniversary?
No, absolutely. I'll be in Minnesota twice. On Tuesday at Madges and Quinn at 7 o'clock Tuesday, and then I'll be back for the Minnesota Historical Society on, I believe, November 21st. And then I'll be traveling all across the Midwest, including Whitefish Point itself on November 10th.
Excellent. The book is The Gales of November, The Untold Story of the Edmund Fitzgerald. If you have any interest in this story at all, absolutely get that book. John, this is I was very excited to talk to you, and you certainly delivered not only in the interview here, but I'm enjoying your book tremendously. Thank you so much for the time.
Adam, thank you. You can find the book tour on johnubacon.com.
John Bacon, the new book is The Gales of November, The Untold Story of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.